You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. Happy Valentine's Day in advance. For those of you living in Las Vegas, we are hosting a special event on March 1st for Fat Tuesday, PAWS, P-A-W-S, for Mardi Gras. So there's actually a website, pawsformardigras.com, and this wonderful event is to benefit the folks at Urban Underdogs. And for those of you who know me, you know that I volunteer for several nonprofit organizations throughout the year, and one of my favorites are the folks at Urban Underdogs. What these wonderful people do is they actually take care of the animals owned by homeless people. So, in other words, when you're driving along and you see, you know, someone there with their animal, usually a dog, and you know that if you donate money, that it's going to go somewhere, but we're not sure it goes to the dog. So what these folks do is they go in and they provide spay-neuter, they vet care, they bring them food, blankets, toys for the pets. So it's all the wonderful care that they need in order to thrive, even though it's in an uncomfortable environment. So anyone that would like to be on the air to ask a question, you have to press the number 1, okay? I am specifically targeting someone from Las Vegas that I am, thank you, okay. So to be on the air, you have to press the number 1. It basically says, I'm giving you permission to take my call so that I can ask you a question. So, all right, you guys, so I'm going to go right to the callers, and I'm going to go to area code 702 first. By the way, I'm going to let you guys know this. If you have never been on my program, if you've never called in, I will make you a priority on my radio program. So if you've never called into this program and you email me through my website, which is www.mona.vegas, I will make you a priority because new callers always have priority on my radio program. I tell that to you guys all the time. But the reason I'm bringing it up now is that I'm going to do my best to get all the callers that are on hold. And I know every one of you have called into the program before, with the exception of the first two callers that I'm actually taking this morning. So I will do my best to get all your calls today. But I'm telling you, new callers have priority. So if you have any friends that you'd like to refer to the program, I would appreciate it. And if you could also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Psychic View on Twitter, Psychic View Radio on Instagram. If you could follow me, I sure would appreciate it. All right, I'm going to go right to callers. I have someone here from 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mona. This is Karen. Or
hi,
call
Karen.
Me Carrie.
Okay, so what's your question for me today?
Yes, my question is, what is going to happen soon to change the life I am living now? I'm going back to school again, and maybe.
All right, honey bunny. That's a full reading question. So I need a specific question. So if you want me to actually address you going back to school, I'd be delighted to address that. Is that the specific question you want me to talk about?
Of course, yes.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to draw cards about the school. So your cards are coming up these cards are talking about you being a healer, and specifically a healer for women that may be going through fertility or pregnancy. Okay, what it's talking about here is, by looking at your cards, if I would choose a career for you, I would choose one of two things: either psychology, because people tell you all their secrets now anyway. So I'd either choose psychology, or I would choose nursing. And not shortcut nursing where you're just becoming a medical assistant or a nurse's assistant, the actual four-year RN school if you're going to do it. But what this is saying here is that you finally decided that if your life is going to be any different, Carrie, you're going to have to take care of that yourself. So you've literally decided that you're going to be mature and grown up about the things that you really want to have moving forward. And it's saying that the school is going to be marvelous for you. So what school are you going to? What are you studying?
Ultrasound. Ultrasound,
okay.
Yeah. Change of career.
Okay, so I am getting medical field, nursing, that sort of thing for you. And I don't mind that you become an ultrasound technician. I don't mind that at all. But when you get hired by the hospital or the clinic, I want you to take advantage of their tuition reimbursement, and I want you to actually go for your RN.
Okay. Yes,
now,
I'm doing the program.
Okay, it's interesting here because I keep getting pregnancy. I keep getting fertility. So as an ultrasound tech, you'd probably be looking at a lot of women's abdomens for their babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually thinking that as you move forward, that it is time for you to actually get the RN degree so that you're not looked on as though someone that shortcutted her career. Because I see you as a healer here, Carrie.
Okay.
So when you get the credibility of actually, and I don't care if it takes you 8 years to get this degree, but the nice thing about it is that as an ultrasound tech, you'll make decent money, which is great, but you're going to turn around and once you're eligible for tuition reimbursement, you're going to take one or two classes at a time until you actually get your RN. And what I love about you is you speak more than one language. So that would make
yes.
you way more attractive than the average person once you actually finish this course, right? It's going to make you more attractive because you do speak more than one language. But as
French.
An RN, it's going to make you even more desirable as an employee because you speak more than one language. So I don't want you to, in the long term, shortcut your career. I actually want you to get the full credential of actually having the RN, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And
thank
I'll look
you,
forward
Mona.
To talking to you again sometime. All right, see
yes,
you later.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
Bye now.
Bye, Mona. Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from this is also from the fabulous 702 area code. I'm going to go right to the call. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello? Oh, hold on. My computer is stalling. That's weird. Okay. Oh, hey, hi there. 702, who's this?
Hi, this is Raphael.
Oh, hi, Raphael. What's your question for me today?
So my question involves career. I'm starting to feel a little burnt out at my job, so I'm wondering if you see a new career for me or me going back to school for a different career.
So here's the interesting thing with you, and I'm just going to throw this at you, all right? Yeah, it's saying that not only is your job pretty sucky, it's as though you feel trapped in it in some way. So one of the things I'm going to suggest that you do, because what I like about you and I like about your energy is that when people meet you, they like you, all right? That is an absolute truth that's connected to you, all right? Because when people meet you and they like you, one of the things I really would want you to think about is signing up for some of the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, classes. Now, those are either free or low cost, okay? But the reason I want you to go to these classes is that a lot of the people that go to these classes work in human resources, or they're head of safety and security, or they work for a building company. So the nice thing about that is when you go in and you play your A game, the one that is charming and engaging, which I know you can, then you'll be meeting people that go, when they ask you, so what do you do for work? You can say, well, I work wherever I work, but I'm actually looking to change careers and go in a new direction. Well, because they've already met you, then it's much easier for you to find a job that way. Do you see what I mean? So I'm going to ask you a quick question. What is your dream job?
Recently, I've been looking into RN, because I like helping people. Again, like the previous caller, I speak more than one language. And I like a little bit of chaos in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So
the more chaotic things are, the happier you are.
Right. And so that for
me,
because
that feels normal to you. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of why I should go back to school and then try to go for that type of work, like an emergency room RN or something like that.
Well, I would love that for you. The nice thing about that is that people that work in safety and security in hospitals would also be taking these classes. So in the meantime, you could actually get a pretty decent job working in a hospital environment, right? Whatever the position is. And the nice thing about the hospital, the really good hospitals here, is that they also offer tuition reimbursement. So if you're already getting to know everybody and you actually decide to go back to school, now we're talking that you're working in the environment that you like to work in, but that you're also having the benefit of being able to go after your RN. So do you have any college already?
I do. I have a lot.
Okay. So it sounds to me like you'd only need to take about 2 years more of college to get your RN.
Right.
Okay, so you might want to check out the nursing schools here in Vegas and find out about how much more it would take for you to finish the RN. See, I don't like where you're working right now because it says your boss is kind of sucky. I don't like it. And you're bored and you feel like the only reason you're there is, and I'm going to say it this way, is the paycheck.
Yep, exactly.
So now,
other than that, yeah,
right.
Those are great.
Yeah.
But like you said, I'm bored and I'm just
getting
burnt out.
I will tell you the advantage of staying where you are to finish your RN is if you're bored and you're getting your job done pretty efficiently, you may be able to, on your employer's time or on your lunch breaks, study and go to school at night. So if you get tuition reimbursement where you are now, then it may be the perfect opportunity for you to decide that you're going to spend the next year and a half to 2 years getting your RN. And then, looking at this job, not like it's a career, but as a means to another opportunity.
Right. Okay.
But I think you got this, my friend. And thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to, my computer's doing strange things. I'm going to go to area code 863. Hello, 863, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia, what's your question today?
I'm going to ask about a life partner, somebody to, spend time, grow old, enjoy life.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, you said something that I'm going to just jump into. You said somebody to enjoy life, all right? The thing I want you to do is I actually want you to start enjoying life whether or not there's a partner in it, okay? Now, the funny thing about that is that I don't want you to wait till you have a partner to enjoy life. I want you to enjoy life before you find a partner. So I'm just going to give you an example. I was at a lovely Galentine's Day ladies' party last night, all right? And there was this gorgeous, statuesque, beautiful woman who sat down with me. And my immediate vision of her was actually in one of those outfits that you wear to do fencing, with the mask and the white and the little heart on the chest, the whole bit. I saw her in that outfit, and I said, I'm going to say something I've never said to anybody else before. So this is the second time I've actually brought this up ever, all right? I actually told her to take up fencing. So when someone asks her, what do you do for fun, she can say, I do fencing and compete in fencing tournaments. Now, I'm not telling you to go into fencing. I'm telling you to find something that you would enjoy that gives you a sense of peace and movement and exercise. So I'm going to suggest to you Tai Chi. And the reason I'm going to suggest Tai Chi to you is that it's a wonderful, calming, beautiful meditative exercise. It's meditation through movement. It is amazing. And I actually think it's going to be through that activity that you meet somebody. So here's the thing, is that when you actually want to go out and enjoy life, I want you to start doing the things that represent what you want to enjoy life doing, okay? So I'm going to tell you, as soon as you commit to being brave that way, you meet a fella. So you don't end up alone. You actually meet somebody, and it's because you actually decide that it's time for you to do the things that you enjoy and that you're ready to do those things you enjoy. So no, you don't end up alone. Yes, you meet a fella. The other place that I would suggest that you go to, again, enjoying life, making your life feel more purposeful, it may be that you decide to join a volunteer organization for a political party. So that could be Democratic, that could be Libertarian, that could be Republican, it could be the Green Party. Doesn't matter what it is. I want you to join. Because one of the things we know for sure, is that the people that you will meet, the reason they're there is because they care. But you got to get out of your house. You're not going to meet the fella online at all. Don't even go there. Matter of fact, they were talking about people being scammed on the news today about romantic hook-ins. You're not going to meet him online. You're going to meet him by showing up somewhere. So, all right, my friend, I hope that helps. Thanks for the call.
It does. Thank you so much.
All right, see you later.
You.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, what was your first name, Craig?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Craig. What's your question for me today?
Yes, I've been noticing lately that my boss, who was the principal, because I'm the assistant principal right now.
Okay. Craig, sweetheart, slow down when you talk.
Okay.
Just slow down. All right, because
okay.
I'm not going to rush off the phone. So slow down and tell me your issue.
Okay. Right now, I'm an assistant principal, and I've been operating as an assistant principal since August. And I work with a principal. We've had a great relationship. But a subordinate who she's close with has been very condescending, interfering with some of the things that I've been trying to do. And in fact, she started a project under her capacity and decided to give it up and told my boss to give it to me. And it's created some burden for me.
Okay, that is so funny. Because you know my immediate response to that
mm-hmm.
would be for you to say to your boss, you know, let's say her name's Sally, okay? So
mm-hmm.
Sally started this project, and I think it's an interesting project, but I find it very interesting that she's not willing to complete it and is now assigning it to me, all right? So
mm-hmm.
you ask your boss, is this an important enough project that you would like me to complete it?
Mm. Okay.
So, in other words, what you're doing, and I know this, I'm laughing because, you know, now she's trying to be the creator of all these great ideas and then basically pawning it off on someone else, right? But what you're
mm-hmm.
going to do is you're going to go to your boss and say, well, Sally didn't feel like she was going to have the energy to complete it and has now manipulated things to assign it to me. So I want to ask you, do you want me to clear off other projects that I'm doing for you to do this project for Sally?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is, first of all, you're indicating to your boss that Sally is a initiate and dump kind of employee, right? Doesn't follow through. So that's what you're saying without actually saying it, you see? But then you
mm-hmm.
say, I'm just wondering, is this an important enough project or do you think it's interesting enough for me to step back from the projects I'm doing for my normal duties and for you to do this project basically because she started it and didn't want to finish it? So here's the here's what I love about your cards, by the way. What I love about your cards, Craig, is you've got this, you've got two cards that are amazing. The first one is you put yourself in the spotlight. So in other words, you're going to put yourself in the spotlight for this thing, and you're going to make it better than she could have ever made it.
Mm-hmm.
If your boss says, yeah, go ahead, I want you to run with it. Cool. All right, well, I'm gonna add my normal little fabulous spin to that and make it better. You're just going to say that. Here's the funny thing, is that Sally may have done you a favor by putting you in the spotlight. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at this as though this is the door opening for you that you wouldn't have had normally, because the cards that are on either side of this. Now, granted, it looks like she basically dumped it on you and is acting like in a supervisory role, but you're going to make sure that your boss knows that she's not your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the cards on either side of you, which I absolutely love, is I want you to look up two cards on the internet. So I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, but I want you to look up the traditional meaning of these cards. The first card is called the Sun, all right? So the Sun is the happiest card in the whole deck. It's peace, it's cooperation, it's love, it's happy marriage. It is this sense of accomplishment and commitment, all right? But it's it's a happy task that you're going to end up doing here, right? The card on the other side of that is a card called Justice in traditional tarot. So you want to look up the major number 19 card, which is the Sun, and you want to look up the major number 11 card, which is Justice. The thing is that on either side of this actually puts you in the spotlight. So what you're going to do is with this project, you're going to find a way to reach out to the local news media.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, assistant principal, you know, let's say Craig Smith, has initiated this amazing community project for the school district or for his school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, let's say it's a food drive. Let's just say it's that. So what you do is instead of making it a food drive, you actually make it a food drive and something else.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
So here's the thing. Be willing to put the hard work into this, but make it so much better than she could have ever made it. And with each step of the things you're doing, you notify your boss, but you exclude Sally.
I get it now. That makes so much sense now.
So here's the most beautiful, and I'm getting goosebumps telling you this, the most beautiful thing about this is I want you to look at this as though Sally just did you a favor, because you need to be a principal. So the bigger picture of this is this says within the next year, you actually get promoted to principal.
Amazing.
And Sally just did you a favor.
Wow.
All right, my love.
Wonderful.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right.
See you later.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.